Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Hello, everyone. As you can probably tell, I've come down with a bad cold, having a hard time talking, very little strength in my vocal cords, and I just can't imagine having you listen to a 15-minute or 20-minute podcast with this voice, although it would work for CNN, right? This is CNN. So instead of recording a podcast for today, I've selected an excerpt out of the workshop that I just completed in Portland, Oregon, that was suggested might be an interesting topic for a podcast. So here's a short little excerpt, just about 5 minutes, I'm titling The Core of Photography, that I hope you'll find interesting, and hopefully next week I'll be back when I whip this cold.
So this got me thinking more deeply about what really is the core of photography. And this became an even more heightened pursuit when digital photography came about, because so many of us started showing our work in a digital presentation rather than a print. And some of you, I'm sure, don't make prints at all. I mean, that's the world we live in. They go on Instagram, they go on your Facebook page, they go into a PDF. They never have physical existence where, like I said earlier, when I was in photography and starting out, if you didn't have a print, you didn't have a photograph. Well, now we can not have a print and have lots of ways to display our photographs. So this was sort of the second photographic existential crisis. Is what does it mean to be a photographer in terms of media? And what's the difference between image and print? And how do I feel about that? And what am I going to produce? And, you know, what have I produced in the past versus what do I want to produce in the future? And this really came home to me when I discovered this project by Pedro Meyer. Have any of you ever heard of Pedro Meyer? He's a Mexican photographer. He has a wonderful website called ZoneZero.com with some beautiful, beautiful work on it. And Pedro Meyer's parents both got cancer. I forget now the sequence, but his mother got cancer and his dad, I think, was taking care of his mother. And then his dad got cancer and his mother had to take care of him. And it's a touching, touching, tearful story, which he told through photography and voiceover text on a CD. He did not produce this as a book. And this was probably, I ran into this in the, well, was it maybe the late 80s, maybe the early 90s, something like that. But it was the first time I had ever seen a photography project that wasn't a printed book or a printed set of photographs hanging on a wall in a gallery or a museum somewhere. He did it on a CD. Back then, you had to put the CD in the computer and install a piece of software, and then it would play. And it was kind of like a movie. In the sense that it was his still images, but with voiceover. Think Ken Burns, okay? And it was powerful, and it was a marvelous story, and it literally brought me to tears. And I thought, you know, have I ever had an image matted and framed and hanging on the wall that's brought someone to tears? I don't think so. And so what he taught me was a different way of thinking beyond the print, beyond the image, but to instead think of the core of photography as nothing to do with media. It has to do with emotion and connection and experience and compassion, humanity, beauty, sensitivity, our feelings towards fellow man, our memories, our actions, our values. That's what the core of photography is all. It's not about Lightroom, and it's not about cameras, and it's not about prints, and it's not even about images. It's about life. John Sexton says that photography is about light. And I disagree with him. I think light is a tool that we use. Photography is about life. And if it's not about life, it's about technology. And we, you know, to various degrees, we either like the technology or not like the technology. It's either fun or it's a burden. But art is about these things. Emotion and connection. Because I thought, you know what? This list of things that photography is about, extended beyond what I've written on the screen, this list is the same thing that is that music is about, that poetry is about, that novels are about. And that's the core of photography, is the human experience. And the more we zero in on that, the more I think we are artists and less limited by the definitions and conventions of photography.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.